with your host, Patricia Raskin. Call 437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Now, more of Positive Business on AM 790 with Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. Welcome to our second hour. Very exciting here on Positive Business. My co-host this week is Peter Arpin of the Arpin Group, the big moving company that's national and international, as well as Arpin Broadcasting. And Peter has his own program and his radio program. And his real passion is on renewable energy, on being green, on conserving energy, on, you know, not wasting a lot of trees. And,
yep. So, you know, Lisa, we're going to have to tie it in somehow.
That's right. So our guest today.
You can do it. You can do it.
Lisa Shore. And she's in the studio. Lisa Shore is a personal stylist at Shore Style. Now, what did you say? It was so cute. You said you did?
I said that I'm an IT chick by day and stylist by night.
I love that.
I love it. I love it. And IT is PC Troubleshooters that you and your husband, Eric Shore, co-own.
We do. We do. PC Troubleshooters is a technology business. We act like an IT company. I'm an IT department for a small business.
Is that local, regional?
We're right in Warwick on Jefferson Boulevard, but we service the whole state of Rhode Island. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary right now.
Isn't that wonderful?
And before we get on the air, you told me people wear uniforms when they go out to the house.
They do. Yeah. You know, we talk about fashion, and I've always had a passion for clothing and style, and I bring that right to PC Troubleshooters.
And why did you decide to, I mean, I'm sure you're busy there. Why did you start to just, like, do something else in addition to? Why did you create Shore Style?
You know what? I created Shore Style. I am a marketer and a salesperson by heart, but I grew up in the beauty industry and the fashion industry. My grandmother sold makeup for a living. Mm. My grandfather sold men's suits. And so we've always had those discussions and conversations. So it was sort of always inside of me, and I just needed to find the right conduits to make my path. And I befriended a personal stylist here in Rhode Island, and I befriended her, and I took her training program, and it just was just an amazing path, and I'm so excited, and now I'm able to have two dreams realized. One, growing PC Troubleshooters and really helping the IT business in Rhode Island and the IT world grow, but also follow my real deep love of clothing and image and passion of fashion.
Absolutely.
So we start at the beginning, right? Because people, as an example, have to go out and do job interviews at time. And I'm sure that's something that you focus on, have a lot of information and advice. So I am poorly dressed, as usual, over here. So
You're not.
You're in uniform. You look fantastic. Are you kidding?
Tell us. Well, I'm the name tag guy. I always have the ARPA name on my chest. Tell us that process of helping somebody get ready for an interview.
Well, when you're getting ready for an interview, I think the most important thing I want to share with people is that your resume might have gotten you through the door. However, once you get there, it's your image and your handshake that will get you to the next interview. Mm-hmm. And in your homework as well, of course. But you have like 30 seconds to make a first impression. Uh-huh. And if you walk into an interview looking like you didn't care and you didn't put some effort into what you're wearing, then that's what an employer is going to see. And they're not going to think that you're a go-getter.
But as we were saying, which that was interesting, you know, in Peter's industry, for example, you wouldn't have to come to an interview in a suit.
Right.
Whereas in other industries,
corporate,
you would then wear something. And so wear something very different. And my thinking has always been more the corporate suited kinds of clothing. That's what I think of.
Right.
But yet, I think it's important to talk about other industries and what is appropriate. Because would it be appropriate to dress up in a suit for an interview with you, Peter, for the moving company?
What we say is we want to find the right kinds of employees that fit our culture. So we would say to you, dress to reflect what your personality and style is. Don't try to impress us the first day and come in and be a different person the second day, because that doesn't help us. That would be our response. So if for whatever reason you feel professional, you feel good, you like working that way, terrific. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I think that we always want to err on the side of dressed up versus dressed down. But obviously, absolutely, Peter, dress for your personality, Don't try to be someone you're not. And I also recommend asking the HR department what's appropriate to wear on an interview. Do some homework. You can Google
like
has
that.
All sorts of information now. Find out, maybe there's some images about the business on the net that you can kind of garner what their type, what their culture is. If you're going for a more design and creative job, then by all means, put something with bright colors and, you know, dress up your outfits with scarves and accessories. But if you're going to interview at a legal office or a bank, then that's when you want to pull out the gray suits or the navy suits. And
I think you make a good point. You can even use social media to find
Absolutely.
Elements of a corporate Facebook, right, that would give you some indication.
Right. There's images. There's all kinds of images you can find on the internet. And don't be afraid to ask the HR department of what's appropriate. I mean, I think that does your homework. And so you're showing up.
One of the things that you've listed here that I think is important is perfume. We don't think about that. Is it a do? Yeah. Is it a don't? What
is
it?
It's a huge don't.
Really?
Do not.
Just in interviews or in general?
For me personally, I really recommend my clients not to wear perfume.
At work?
At work.
Does
at
that
all.
Go for men on
so,
the colognes?
Why? I would wear light scents. I would really, first of all, for an interview, let's talk interview first. Interview first. Please do not wear perfume. And if you're going to wear something, just please make it a very light scent because people have very sensitive noses. And it's so true. I mean, there's allergies everywhere. Hmm. And people are very sensitive. And it could be such a distraction. Such a distraction. So I
think. And then how about on an ongoing basis?
On an ongoing basis, I still recommend that you be respectful. If you're in a cubicle-style office, be respectful of those around you. And don't spray a lot of perfume. But a light scent, I'm sure, is okay, but I really recommend just thinking twice about how much perfume you wear. I mean, I love it, but I love it myself, too.
What about, I want to, this is for women, what about low-cut, short skirts? What about do's and don'ts for those things?
That's a fabulous question, and thank you for asking it. First of all, in terms of skirts, when you sit down and you're constantly pulling out your skirt to try to adjust it and pull it down, it's way too short. The rule of thumb is to really have a skirt that's about 1 inch above the knee, and that's really appropriate for any office, whatever environment you're in. And then in terms of shirts, be careful with too low. You don't want to show too much of, you don't want to expose too much of your chest. My recommendation, if it's a low-cut shirt, put a camisole under it. Just to, A, it gives it really a very feminine, pretty look. Mm-hmm. But B, it just makes it a little bit more professional, a little bit.
And not distracting,
and it doesn't send the wrong message, which your intention is not to send the wrong message. Your intention is to get the job. But if you're adjusting your skirt and you're showing too much skin and you're wearing too much perfume, you've got all kinds of distractions that the interviewer is going to be focusing on.
So you talked about first impressions and how important. So what are the elements for men and women that you think in clothing make a positive first impression versus a negative first impression?
I always like to say, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you spend on clothing. Don't ever think about it that you have to wear Armani for everything. I want you to walk into an office environment, whether it's an interview or every day, with clothing that is pressed, unstained, unripped, and just looks like you took some time to put it together. Whether you're in a renewable energy company where you would wear khakis and a polo shirt, or if you're wherever you are, or if you're in a retail store. Casual is absolutely okay. If that's the environment that you're working in, casual is 100% okay. But just make sure that when you're putting on the jeans, if that's allowed, or when you're putting on the khakis or whatever, that they fit you properly, that you're wearing a belt, maybe your shirt should be tucked in, and you're not wearing stains, and that you look like you didn't just pull it out of the hamper.
What about accessories? What about jewelry and belts and colors as well?
Well, that's my forte. I love, love, love accessories. And my rule, though, is if you can hear the accessories, don't wear too much. Don't wear them. Because, well, if you're interviewing and you're wearing jingly bracelets or really clunky necklaces that are making noises when you're moving, then that's, again, a distraction. If you're in a corporate environment and you're wearing a business suit, wear light-colored jewelry. Wear, like, a soft silver necklace or with a little pendant and a nice bracelet. in a design firm, I love the idea, or actually in any kind of a more casual environment, I love scarves. I'm a big scarf fan.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh, yeah, you always have beautiful scarves.
I know, I look at that.
What about color? What about bold colors, Lisa?
If you're wearing a bold color dress, let's say, you really don't need a lot of accessories to go with that because that bold color is
truly... appropriate? Is it appropriate to wear? I mean, does it say, watch me, look at me? I mean...
It says, I am confident in what I'm wearing and I have a great sense of style.
Okay.
Is what it says to me, I think. Okay. I really think that. And you don't need to embellish a beautiful, if it's a fuchsia-colored dress or a beautiful cobalt blue or emerald green, they make such a strong statement, and they're so gorgeous on their own that very light accessories are all you need.
Hmm. Okay. What about makeup?
Keep it light. Keep it light. Keep the heavy, smoky eyes and the bright pink, you know, the bright pink or red lipstick
for the date.
Date night.
I try to keep mine somewhat light, too. Except when I get in front
today,
of a
Peter.
Camera.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So when somebody is going through an interview process, and we can do this when we come back from the break, is there a particular, are you trying to establish something that is more positive than negative, less distracting? I mean, what is the ultimate aim? Like, as I said, for me, it's kind of, I've always thought to be natural and to be yourself and to be able to articulate that, both in the way you answer questions and smile and the way you dress and so forth. And hopefully, you know, you're engaging with somebody outside of the clothes, right, from the top after you walk in. But is there a kind of that secret formula, that one element that you're trying to achieve when you walk in that day?
I think that the most important thing is to believe in yourself and have confidence in yourself and walk in that door knowing that you deserve this job, you've done your homework, and you can do it. And that's right. The most important piece.
And
is
wear
confidence.
Something you feel confident in.
And wear something that shows your confidence. Absolutely.
And as you said, you've
style.
Done the research. You have a good feel for the company.
Right.
Right where they are, where they've come from. Yep.
You put on that appropriate. You've done your homework.
You've got a body type that you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. You have a job. You may be out. You may not be out. You might be more inside operations, right, versus sales.
Right.
I would assume all that is something you've got to contemplate.
You've got to put it all together.
All
absolutely.
Right. And we're going to talk more about this, more about Shore Style with Lisa Shore, right after the break. And feel free to call in with your questions at 437-5000 or 888-345-0790 with questions for Lisa about image and style in the workplace. Do you have a question? Are you not sure about something? She can answer it. You're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin, and I've got my great co-host Peter Arpin today right here with us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on AM 790 WPRV. And my co-host today is terrific Peter Arpin of the Arpin Group. He's the partner, and he's also the president of Arpin Broadcasting and has his own radio show and is a great co-host. And we have with us in the studio Lisa Shore, who is, she says, she's a PC chick by day.
And a stylist by night.
I love it. And she and her husband, Eric Shore, own PC Troubleshooters.
Correct.
And she is now branching out, in addition to working with the marketing end of PC Troubleshooters, and bringing in her own business, Shore Style, and really helping people personally and professionally, and a lot professionally, with their style, with their image, feeling comfortable, matching that image to who they are.
Absolutely.
If I could, how do you grow this business? How do you find your customers? How do you find them? And, what are the, you know, kind of how do you build this thing? And who's right? You know, who's right?
My client? Am I looking for for a client? I'm looking for, so first of all, the type of client I'm looking for is a professional. Someone who would like some help. Maybe they're unsure about what their body type is and what they should be wearing, the colors they should be wearing. Maybe they're stuck in a rut and they've been wearing their same clothes, or they have a closet that's full of clothing with tags on them because they just don't know how to put outfits together. But any woman or man that is looking for guidance, I'm here to help with guidance, to help them create their image because they're confident inside and they feel good inside. Now, how do I get that to show on the outside? And that's my mantra.
Now, in here, you made a really good point and something you should elaborate on. And we talk about it where it's kind of like the name tag guy, where you have respect for your brand, right? And I talk about that because I'm sure it's important to your company on the PC side. And it's got to be something that you're going to talking about with your with your customers.
So an important piece of your nonverbal communication and what you're wearing, it sends a really strong message to your employer as well as to your clients that you really care and respect the brand that you're representing. So at PC Troubleshooters, for example, I'll shamelessly plug PC Troubleshooters. I always require my technicians to wear a PC Troubleshooter shirt. We have PC Troubleshooter jackets as well. So we're always showing that, A, they're in uniform, but B, they're always showing a uniform and they're always looking clean cut so that when they're going on site to our clients, they're showing that we mean business. We're not just haphazardly showing up and we took the time to care and we care about the brand. We're establishing our brand.
Brand awareness is a great point.
Do you have that in your company, Peter?
We do.
At the Urban Group?
And I was going to say, beyond that, so we have a whole video series that we use for training our employees. And one of the things we talk about is how do you walk up to a house? And your technicians must go through this. How do you walk up? How do you introduce yourself? How do you not make somebody uncomfortable, particularly a woman and you're a man? How do you engage them? Because if you don't win them, really, in that first 5 minutes, you're in trouble. And you've got, and that's part of what you're talking about, too.
Absolutely. You have to have some uniformity of the way you approach a client, even if it's a home user or whether it's a corporate environment. We always walk in with our uniforms on. And B, we always introduce ourselves, and we always have like a packing slip or some sort of a...
Do you have business cards? Do they?
Yep. All my technicians always have business cards.
Good, because they should, you know, there should be a name exchange, right?
Absolutely.
And in your company, Peter, do they wear the Arpan Group shirt?
Absolutely. There's a set uniform, and it can be, if it's going to be cold, there's only certain sweatshirts that they can wear. If it's warm, there's only certain T-shirts. We focus so much of our attention on how we drive up and how we present and what we look like in that first 5 minutes, because really a lot of the battle, if they feel right away confidence in your technicians, they kind of get out of the way and let you do your job.
Because remember, you're handling their personal things.
Absolutely.
That are very precious to them.
And think on the computer side, what you're talking about, it's so critical to their lives.
They're handling all their personal data, their passwords, and all of their personal information. And it's very important that we establish that credibility from the get-go. And we establish that with the client.
So really what you're both talking about is it's not just about what you're wearing. It's what you're wearing as a window, in a sense, to your image. This is who I am. Right. And who I am is also what I'm wearing because it's part of what you see.
It's a presentation. It's all about a presentation. And you really don't get a chance to have a second. Some people, if you're lucky, you'll get a second chance. But you really need to make that initial first impression. It's respect is such an important piece here.
And it gets back to the uniform for the technicians or somebody going in and for an interview or how they work in an office. They still have to engage credibly with their managers and their employees, right?
Absolutely.
Give us an example, Lisa, of someone that you've worked with recently and kind of what you did to help them.
Oh, sure. So I have had a client who over the holidays, she works in a nonprofit. But she has a lot of different parties to go to for the holidays. And so she actually ended up going shopping on her own, and she bought a whole slew of skirts and different shirts. And so she asked me to help her assemble outfits that fit her well and what looked good on her. So we had a lot of fun. Some of the shirts that she purchased didn't flatter her her body. It didn't fit her shoulders properly, or it didn't tuck well. And she had this gorgeous sequin skirt that we put together with a very simple black shirt, and we put a little pin, a very simple pin on it, and she looked gorgeous. So we put one outfit. We took the same skirt, because she could wear it to multiple occasions, and put a pashmina, a beautiful fuchsia pashmina, with her sequin skirt, just for that little bit of holiday pop. And it was just beautiful. And she went from unsure with her clothing to looking stylish, confident, and gorgeous. And she rocked each event.
And that's something else you do, is you'll go into someone's closet and say, here's, because so many times, you know, we have those things, those three or four things, and they're just sitting there because we haven't figured out how to
There's always treasures in the closet.
And coordinate them.
Always, absolutely. And a lot of us hold on to memories and emotions in our closet. So
no question.
I'm here to help. I can go into the closet and your closet, and we can go step by step, and we can compartmentalize things, and we can say, well, these pants I'm going to keep because I just might fit into them, and we'll put them in a bin and put them away. But the goal is an active wardrobe.
All right. So how do people find you?
And touch on your blog, too, or what you're posting there.
I'm posting articles, helpful tips. I've talked about moisturizer. I've talked about dressing for a work environment. So you can find all of my information, and you can follow me socially on my website at www.shorrstyle.com.
All right, and it's all there. And in terms of whether they want to meet with you or have a workshop, that's all on the website as well.
I'm available for speaking engagements. I'm available to come into closets. I'm available to go personal shopping.
Okay.
You name it, I can do it.
All right. And I just want to add, just call and say you heard it right here on Positive Business, and she'll take extra good care of you, give you a little extra special something.
I'd be more than happy to give you a little discount as well.
So. All right. Put everyone in an R-Pen shirt, right? They'll look wonderful.
And PC Troubleshooters.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's the other side.
And that's PCTrouble.com.
One on the front, one on the back.
Thanks so much, Lisa, for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It's Shore Style, shorrstyle.com. Terrific. Love to have you come back.
Thanks
so much. All right, folks. And next up, we have Kevin McCarney on the phone with us. His book is The Secrets of Successful Communication, A Simple Guide to Effective Encounters in Business. We can all use that. All right, folks. Last but not least, and do listen, and we have Peter Arpin with us as co-host today. So it's a very exciting day here on Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin right here on Positive Business AM 790. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.